Welcome to the third audio track of Christian Meditation. These series of audio tracks are to help the Christian strengthen their mental health and have a sound mind and developing the mind of Christ. Also, these meditations are for focus and relaxation, to absorb the Word of God and tap into the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of the Christian. During these meditations, it's perfectly natural if one becomes overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit. That's because Almighty God is, of course, involved in these meditations, and He's channeling His power, His Holy Spirit, within you and writing the law in the fleshly tables of our heart. Now, of course, we are going to use relaxing music to calm our inner being, like what David did with Samuel. And of course, our position will be sitting in a nice, calm place away from everyone in your home, on your bed, or if you want to find a wild and natural place to do this, somewhere alone in nature, that's fine. We will sit with our hands spread out in receiving mode, as David did when he meditated and prayed. Also, during these meditations, please concentrate on your breathing. Breathing is not just for relaxing, but also to receive the Holy Spirit. Your position is in receiving mode for God to channel His Spirit within you, for you to be a shining light in this world. God's power, by breathing in and out, symbolizes you receiving the Holy Spirit. As Jesus Christ of Nazareth said in John 20:22, Jesus breathed on them, and He said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." So please concentrate on your breathing. Now that you are in that sitting position and you have your arms and hands spread out wide, close your eyes, breathe in, hold for 5 seconds, and breathe out. Let everything go. Breathe in. Hold for 5 seconds. And breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. And breathe out. Now focus in on your frontal cortex, the mind's eye, your conscious mind. This is where God writes His law through the Holy Spirit. So concentrate on your mind's eye. Concentrate on your breathing. Breathe in. Hold for 5 seconds. And breathe out. While you do that, concentrate on your mind's eye, your breathing. While you do that, I will play the first commandment in the law of God. Drink in and absorb those words in your mind's eye, the first commandment in the law of God. Drink them in, breathe in, and breathe out. Let those words become a part of your whole being. I'm going to play it one more time. Again, drink in those words. Let them become part of your being. Focus in on your frontal cortex. Let those words be written on the fleshly tables of your heart. Breathe in. And breathe out. In the first commandment, God presents Himself to Israel as the Redeemer of Israel. The same words are said, the first commandment in Micah 6:4. And God says, "I have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeem thee out of the house of servants. The first commandment, God presents himself as Redeemer. Now think and focus. Let those words become part of your whole inner being. God is your Redeemer. Isaiah 48:17, thus says the Eternal, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage. Deuteronomy 7:8. Let these words sink deep into your mind. Impress them in the deep chambers of your mind. God is your Redeemer. We are no longer slaves to sin and the world, for the Lord has redeemed us. We are no longer slaves. We are now free in the family of Almighty God. Psalm 136:24. He hath redeemed us from our enemies. His mercy endures forever. We are no longer slaves. Psalm 107:2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The enemy has no power over us. The devil has no power over us. We are redeemed through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Breathe in and breathe out. Concentrate on your breathing. Concentrate and focus on your mind's eye. Let the words of the Bible become part of your inner being. Isaiah 43:1. But now, thus says the Eternal, that created you, O Jacob, he hath formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you and have called you by your name. You are mine. We don't belong to the world. We are not slaves to the world. We're not slaves to Satan the devil. We belong to God. Let these words sink deep in your mind. Concentrate on your mind's eye. Concentrate on your breathing. Breathe in these words. The holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, you shall be called. Isaiah 62:12. We are called the redeemed of the Lord. That means we are no longer slaves. We are free in Christ. Jesus the Messiah is called the Redeemer. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. No longer does the penalty of the law claim our lives. Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sins, and now we are free. Let these words become part of your inner being. Christ has redeemed us. Breathe in and breathe out. Revelation 5:9. For you were slain and has redeemed us to God by your blood. The precious blood of Jesus Christ has paid the penalty for our sins. Breathe in and breathe out. The redeemed are the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. Revelation 14:4. We are the precious first fruits of the harvest of God, the redeemed, the children of Almighty God. We are no longer slaves. We are free in Christ. Focus on your mind's eye. Let God's words be absorbed in your mind's eye. And let every part of you absorb these words, every part of your being. Let the feeling of freedom be part of you. You have broken the chains of sin and this world, and now we belong to Christ. We are free in Christ. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time, breathe in. Hold for 5 seconds. And breathe out. Now concentrate on your heart. Tap in to the power of the Holy Spirit that resides in you. As it says, he abides in us by the Spirit which he has given us. 1 John 3:24. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which he has given us. The law is being written on our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I will put my law in their inward parts and write them in their hearts. Jeremiah 31:33, the New Covenant. God's law is being written in our hearts right now during these meditation exercises. Breathe in and breathe out, a symbol of taking in the Holy Spirit. Concentrate on your mind's eye. Focus on those words, the first commandment in the law of God. God is our Redeemer. Again, concentrate on your heart. Visualize the Spirit of God vibrating stronger and stronger. Visualize it. Concentrate. Absorbing the words of the first commandment in your heart. Visualize the Spirit in your heart growing stronger and stronger. Filling your mind and your inner being, shining bright within you. As Jesus says, we are the light of the world. Picture that light in your heart glowing brighter and brighter, strengthening you physically and mentally. Tap into that Holy Spirit, the power of God that resides in you. This is your spiritual strength to help you to overcome and achieve perfection in the sight of Almighty God. Breathe in. Hold for 5 seconds. Breathe out. Jesus says, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Visualize that Holy Spirit strengthening every part of your inner being, making you strong mentally, physically, to be a light in this dark, sinful world. God is channeling his power within you to be that light. Breathe in and breathe out. Now, as you concentrate on that Spirit becoming stronger and stronger, vibrating your entire body, breathing in and breathing out, listen to the following biblical affirmations. Internalize these affirmations as you breathe. I was sealed by the Holy Spirit for the day of redemption. I was by nature a child of wrath, but Christ has redeemed me. I am redeemed through the blood of Christ. Jesus is the full and final payment for my past, present, and future sins, failures, and shortcomings. I am redeemed, therefore I belong to God. I am a redeemed child of God. I am free because Christ has redeemed me. Jesus has liberated me from being a captive to spiritual evil. Jesus took my punishment for sin and died in my place. Jesus is my Redeemer and my Savior. Let these words become part of your whole inner being. This is developing the mind of Christ. All right, bring your focus back to your breathing. Breathe in. Hold for 5 seconds. Breathe out. Now gently and in your own time, begin to be aware of your position, where you are seated, where you are. And gently open your eyes. And thank God the Father for our Redeemer, Jesus Christ.